I guess this is just a day for updated crazy breaking news, because there is a new report out that the BTK serial killer has been named a quote-unquote prime suspect in two unsolved killings. One was in Oklahoma and another was in Missouri. They are digging, apparently, this week near his former Kansas property in Park City, and have come up with some information, I guess. The Osage County, Oklahoma Under Sheriff Gary Upton told the Associated Press that the investigation into whether Dennis Rader was responsible for additional crimes, starting with a re-examination last year of a 1976 disappearance of Cynthia Kinney, a 16-year-old cheerleader in Pawhuska. I could be saying that wrong. The case was investigated on and off for years, but it was never solved, and it was reopened in December. They also said that the bank was having new alarms installed across the street from the laundromat where she was last seen. And, of course, we all know that he was a installer for ADT at the time, even though they weren't able to confirm if he installed the systems or not. He was also involved in the Boy Scouts in the area, and they said that they were investigating when they learned that he included the phrase "bad laundry day" in his writings. Apparently, it spiraled from there into other unsolved murders and missing persons case, and that's why they are leaning more towards him. They said, quote, "We sit on the other side of the line from Kansas and Wichita, which is his stomping grounds. And so, yeah, we were following leads based off of our investigations and just unpacked other missing persons and murders, unsolved homicides that possibly point towards BTK." So, that is crazy. They also said that he is the prime suspect of a death of a 22-year-old Shauna Beth Garber, whose body was discovered in December of 1990 in McDonald County, Missouri. They revealed in an autopsy that she had been raped, strangled, and restrained with different bindings about 2 months before her body was found, but her remains were not identified until 2021. As you know, he killed from 1974 to 1991, and of course, BTK stood for bind, torture, and kill. So they have named him a prime suspect in both of those cases. They declined to say how many other missing person and homicide cases are being reexamined, but that he could be a suspect in more cases that they are looking at currently. No information yet on what the search in Park City uncovered. They only uncovered quote-unquote items of interest, but they won't tell us what they were. They said that it was very, very clear someone had created this hole and refilled it with different material, took some precaution to kind of protect those items. So it will be interesting to see what comes from this. You really haven't heard of BTK in a while, so it could be him, it could not be him. I have always thought that there were probably crimes that he committed that we don't know more about, so it wouldn't be surprising to me. So this is another one that I will keep you updated on. It's crazy. It's interesting. This was published 10 hours ago, 15 hours ago, another article, so it's still fresh and new, and like I said, I'll keep you updated on this, and of course, Paul Flores, so check back for more.